Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The Supreme Court gives a great victory for students in their free speech on and off campus. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead. Well, Holly, this is a Supreme Court decision, 8-1, regarding a former student's off-campus speech saying that it was protected under the First Amendment and that a Pennsylvania school overstepped its constitutional bounds when it wrongfully kicked this student off the cheerleading squad for a statement made on Snapchat off campus on a Saturday.
Yeah, in 2017, she was at that time 14, and she had failed to make the school's varsity cheerleading squad. So she was angry, frustrated. So she went to a local convenience store and sent out a Snapchat with a profanity-laden social media message. However, when another student took a screenshot of that message and showed it to her mother, who also happens to be one of the cheerleading team's coaches, and they kicked her off the team.
Yeah, they kicked her off the team completely. And she appealed her dismissal, but that was denied. And so she ended up filing a federal lawsuit. It goes all the way up to the United States Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court ruled 8-1. That she has a constitutional right to free speech off campus. Now, they gave certain criteria for that, but this particular Snapchat was one in which she didn't threaten anybody. She may have used words, obviously, that we wouldn't use for sure.
She was angry, frustrated.
She was angry and frustrated, but she put it on a Snapchat.
Teenager, yeah.
Snapchat, you know, goes away after a little while.
Right.
It doesn't stay there permanently.
But not when you take a screenshot of it.
But somebody else, one of her friends, it went out to her friends that were part of her friends on Snapchat, and a friend took a picture of it, showed it to her mom, who is a coach of the cheerleading squad, and that mom then took it up the channels of the school, and the school didn't like the fact that the school was being criticized by this student, and they kicked her off.
Right.
Totally kicked her off.
And of course, we don't support the content of her speech, but it's free speech. Whether you're on campus or off campus, a student, just like any other adult, has the right to free speech in America.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So she ended up filing suit. She went up through the various courts of appeal, and eventually at the Court of Appeals, the school district decided to take the case to the United States Supreme Court. The Supreme Court ultimately accepted the case. Justice Breyer authored the majority opinion. And he upheld the lower court ruling that was in favor of the student, concluding that, quote, the school's disciplinary action violated the First Amendment. This criticism, the court says, did not involve features that would place it outside the First Amendment's ordinary protection. BL's post, or that's her initials, Brandy Levy is her real name, and that's part of the case now. While crude, did not amount to fighting words. So this is a very good decision. The Supreme Court goes on to say there the features of off-campus speech often, if not always, distinguish schools' efforts to regulate off-campus speech. And they give these three different factors. First, a school will rarely stand in loco parentis. In other words, they're not going to stand in place of the parents when a student speaks off-campus. So they're not the parents of the student when they're off campus and they're speaking. Very rare would the school ever be in that situation. Right. Second, from the student speaker's perspective, regulations of off-campus speech, when coupled with regulations of on-campus speech, include all of the speech a student utters during the full 24-hour days. That means courts must be more skeptical of a school's efforts to regulate off-campus speech. For doing so may mean the student cannot engage in that kind of speech at all. So that means 24 hours a day, everything the student says off campus would come under the jurisdiction of the school. So you have to be very, very skeptical that the school has any interest in that speech at all.
Right. And the High Court also referred to a case from 1969, Tinker versus Des Moines Independent Community School District, where the court agreed that students had the right to wear black armbands in protest of the Vietnam War. Since the First Amendment protections extend to students in public schools, educational authorities who want to censor speech will need to show that permitting the speech would significantly interfere with the discipline needing for the school to function.
Yeah, and that in that particular case, the students back in the 60s were wearing black armbands to protest America's involvement in the Vietnam War, and they were wearing them to school and even into the classroom.
But they weren't disruptive.
Well, it caused disruption in the sense that other people disagreed.
Oh, okay.
But it was only because they disagreed with the message. And some supported the message, but the students themselves weren't disruptive.
Right.
And so just because somebody disagrees with the message, Tinker said, that's not enough to censor the message. That students and teachers, they say, in that case, do not shed their First Amendment rights to free speech when they enter the schoolhouse gate.
Right. They didn't become violent or they weren't fighting anyone. They just had their message on their armband.
Right. And the third point that they used here for this off-campus speech, they said, third, the school itself has an interest in protecting a student's unpopular expression. That means that especially when the expression takes place off-campus. In other words, the school should protect the student's off-campus speech. Because America's public schools, it goes on to say, are the nurseries of democracy. Taken together, these three features of much off-campus speech mean that the leeway the First Amendment grants to schools in light of their special characteristics is diminished. So the school doesn't have a lot of interest in regulating off-campus speech. In fact, even in the Tinker case, on-campus speech, the court said that the students are not closed-circuit recipients of only that which the government choose to inculcate, and that the school should actually encourage student speech rather than censor student speech. So these were not fighting words. They were not threatening specific individuals. They were not libel or defamatory against someone. These were expressions of a student, in this case, off campus, that somebody didn't like, that somebody would have said differently. But even if she had left out some of the coarse words, they still wouldn't like the school cheerleading program to be criticized
right.
by a cheerleader.
And I'd say good for her, you know, for not just stewing and being angry, but then she got a huge victory, the Supreme Court, on behalf of other students as well.
And again, you know, we're not condoning how she said it, the right. specific words that she used. By all means, we're not. But free speech is for all of us or it's for none of us.
Right.
And free speech, the First Amendment, really only works when the words essentially make your blood boil, if you will.
It'd be the same thing if, say, she was a Christian and she shared the gospel with somebody and somebody screenshotted that and then, you know, she got punished at school. Same issue.
Take, for example, a student wanting to post on Snapchat or some other social media how ungodly the particular curriculum is
right.
or the particular program that the school just did or how they censored your speech when you wanted to give a speech at graduation or in a talent show.
Share
they censored your song or they
yeah.
censored your testimony or they wouldn't allow you to write on a religious figure and you posted something in opposition to that on social media. And then all of a sudden you get censored, you get disciplined, you get punished. For students, for example, that are pursuing college, maybe even into the military, you have to have a pristine record.
Right.
And you have a disciplinary record like that on your record books, you likely will not be allowed to get in certain schools, particularly if you're trying to get into one of the military schools. So this is a good decision because, you know, yes, you wouldn't say it the way this person says. But on the other hand, you can get other schools, and I think we need more and more protection of free speech that would censor religious viewpoints. And they're doing that already.
Right.
We have litigated quite extensively with regards to student speech on campus. This was an unusual attempt to censor student speech off campus. And I'm very pleased that the Supreme Court decided to say no. In the 8-1 decision on free speech and religious freedom. So far this year, the Supreme Court has been excellent in protecting both freedom of speech in this case and the free exercise of religion in the foster care case out of the city of Philadelphia. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, lc.org. Hit the subscribe button, and on the subscribe button, you can sign up for our emails and our newsletters. The emails are Liberty Counsel, Liberty Counsel Action. We also have other emails available as well for you, but those will keep you up to date on critical issues affecting your family, faith, and freedom, and give you opportunities to respond and make your voice heard. lc.org, and hit the subscribe button.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org.